local pharmacist just announced he's pulling down his shingle and calling it a career. Mark was one of the last remaining hometown druggists who held out against the big box pharmacies over the past few decades. You were more likely to see a doctor making house calls than a pharmacist competing with CVS or Rite Aid. I had a brother who ran 5 pharmacies back in Wisconsin, but they're all gone now, absorbed by the mega chains. So are the small chains he competed with. So are most of the bigger ones, too. For us on the island, it's the end of an era that pretty much ended for everyone else a long time ago. I went down the other day to bid Mark a fairly well. I'd only been in to have prescriptions filled twice, once for the flu and once for some cataract surgery drops. So I felt like I needed to apologize for staying in good health while his business was struggling. Mark hadn't put in coolers for milk and beer and pop. He hadn't expanded into gifts and toys and stationery. He didn't have aisles of cosmetics and health supplements. What he had was medical stuff and pharmaceuticals you needed a doctor's prescription for. If he'd asked me for advice he didn't want, I'd have suggested an ice cream counter. But I know he would have rejected that as a little too newfangled. The man was an apothecary, all he wanted to be. Minister medications to the sick, fill prescriptions, give advice when he could. My brother always told me if I needed medical advice, talk to my pharmacist, cheaper than a doctor, and for most maladies, just as good. The world belongs to big money now. Amazon will probably take over most everything on Earth in 10 years or so. Grocery stores, bookstores, hardware sales, clothing goods, yeah, and drugs too. Drone delivery in a guaranteed 2 hours. Big is cheaper. Competition is a thing of the past. The internet is the new Sears Roebuck catalog. Small town newspapers are dying. Mom and pop groceries are absorbed. The real estate offices are consolidating. Even the malls are dinosaurs on their last poop. Way of the world. Nothing we can do about it. Cry if you want to. Mark's Pharmacy ought to be preserved by the local historical society, along with Elder Bay Store, Huntington's Grocery, and Tyee Mega Mart. And a shrine to Mark ought to be erected out front. If there was ever a poster child for pharmacists, he was the guy. Funny, considerate, concerned, professional, all those traits a great hometown druggist should have. Then add to that that he and his wife Debbie's involvement with the community. Yeah, he'll be missed, that's for sure. As for me, sorry to see you go, Mark, but if you have any surplus of that new nasal spray ketamine that's psychoactive you're cleaning out of the back room, call me. We'll meet behind the dumpsters any day, any time. Plenty of customers still left down here on the south end.